I know you've missed my voice on air. I know many of you listen to the show, you know, especially last season when it was on 3 a.m. I usually had many, many listeners, you know, a lot of devoted people. So I know that there's going to be a lot of excitement for season two, and there's a lot of reason to be excited. I understand the notion of excitement, because last season we did some genre guide episodes. This season we're going to do artist-focused episodes. A couple weeks ago, I braved it, and for nostalgia's sake, I stayed up till 3 a.m. again, and we did a Tom Waits episode. That was pretty fun. And now we're back into it, and we're starting officially Season 2, new time, 1 a.m., not quite the witching hour, I would say, as it was last semester. But tonight we're going to be talking about Fiona Apple. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to hear songs from all four of her incredible records. We're going to be talking about who she was, how her songwriting developed, who she worked with, her lyrics, her instrumental palettes, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, you know what the drill is. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Adam. This is Season 2 of Pretzel Logic, and we're going to get it started tonight with something from Fiona Apple's debut record, Tidal.
I tell you how I feel, but you don't care. I say tell me the truth, but you don't dare. You say love is a hell you cannot bear, and I say give me my back and then go there for all I care. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head. In all my life, I could swallow the seas twice down all this pride. First you run like a fool just to be at my side, and now you run like a fool but you just run to hide, and I can't abide. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds, you're not at all what you seem. This mama's body and this voice cannot be stifled by your TV. To explain, don't even show me your face, cause it's a crying shame. Just go back to the rock from under which you came. Take the sorrow you gave and all the stakes you claim. And don't forget the blame. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds and you're not at all what you seem. This mama's body and this voice cannot be stopped.
I got my feet on the ground and I richness won't appear within your view.
right, everybody. We just started our show tonight with two songs from Fiona Apple's debut 1996 record Tidal. First, we heard the opening track Sleep to Dream, and then after that, we heard Never is a Promise. And if you're just joining us, of course, tonight we're taking a look at Fiona Apple's discography as a whole. Fiona Apple, one of the most consistent, unique, and brilliant voices in American singer-songwriter and alternative music over the last two or three decades, beginning in the late 90s with Tidal and continuing with her other three releases, When the Pawn Hits, Extraordinary Machine, and 2012's The Idler Wheel. And Fiona Apple is somebody that, even though her career spans three decades, she has not released all that much music besides a few singles here and there. It's just those four studio albums. But the degree of consistency which she reaches on those four albums is pretty much unmatched by anybody else in her field. And so, yeah, she's a pretty amazing artist. And so those two tracks we just heard, first it was Sleep to Dream and then Never is a Promise, is kind of representative of what I would say is the stylistic dichotomy on a Tidal. First you have this like really percussive kind of looping groove on Sleep to Dream that's kind of like very influenced by hip-hop production. You have those boom-bap style drums and kind of her seductive, swaggering voice. And then Never is a Promise is a much more delicate and tender song, kind of just a classic piano ballad. And that's kind of the two vibes that that album strikes upon. Fiona Apple first came into prominence really with the release of her single Criminal, which became famous for its MTV viral music video, which included a very sexualized image of Apple. And I think after that, people got a really skewed idea of who Fiona Apple was, what is as an artist. I mean, she's someone that has always, sexuality has always been at the forefront of her sound, but she's also very subversive, and she plays a lot with gender roles and the ideas of love, sex, and the body in her music all the time. It's a subject that she focuses on a lot, and we'll talk about that more as we get deeper into her discography here. So those are the only two tracks that we're going to hear tonight from Tidal. We're going to hear three now coming up from her follow-up to Tidal, and that is When the Pawn Hits the Conflict, He Thinks Like a King, yada, yada, yada. The title of the album is like 200 words long. We don't have time to read it on air. But yes, so first from When the Pawn, we're going to hear On the Bound.
Jesus and faith would do me good. And for a little while more, I saw the uneven winds complaining, blaming.
That's what I am so far. Until you get out of this mess, and I will pretend that I don't know of your sins.
Everybody, we just heard three songs from the 1999 Fiona Apple record When the Pawn Hits the Conflicts He Thinks Like a King. First it was On the Bound, then Fast as You Can, and then I Know, the closing track from the record. And this, for many, I think is considered to be Fiona Apple's finest work. I think it's probably up there. It might be tied for me with her latest record, The Idler Wheel, which is a take I know some people agree with, some people disagree with, but I think it's a When the Pawn hits the Conflicts is a really, really brilliant record. It takes a lot of the ideas from Tidal and expands on them with more complex arrangements, more clever songwriting, and just more kind of stylistic elements going on. And in a track like On the Bound, you can hear elements of electronica, of hip-hop, of jazz and jazz pop coming together, and then Fiona Apple's commanding voice in the center of it all. And that's a really fantastic track. And then Fast As You Can, one of the singles from the record, is a really kind of jittery, nervous song, which kind of exemplifies a lot of her best love, quote-unquote, songs, where she can't quite figure out whether or not she is in fact enamored with the person that she's talking about or not, and she goes back and forth quite a lot. And then I Know is just one of my favorite closers on a record of all time. It's so, such a beautiful song. And on the song she sings, "You can use my skin to bury secrets in, and I will settle you down at my own suggestion. I will ask no questions." And yeah, that's just beautiful. That's just beautiful. So respect to Fiona Apple. We've now heard from her first two records, and a little bit we'll hear from her latter two. But first, you know what time it is. It's about 1:30. You're listening to Pretzel Logic. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. And let's hear a PSA, you know, a little PSA. New season, new PSA. All right, I just opened to firearm safety PSA. Let's do this one. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Oh boy, here we go. Rule 0, all guns are always loaded. Rule 1, never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule 2, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. And rule 3, be sure of your target and what is beyond it. All right, so that was 4 rules for gun safety, apparently. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Not sure why the rules start at 0 and go to 3, but anyway, such are the mysteries of life. And before we get back to the music, we could pop a couple quick shout-outs, I think. I'd pop a shout-out to my dad's cousin Ben and his wife Beth, who I had lovely dinner with tonight. They live in Brookline. They're extraordinarily nice people. And yeah, it was lovely to see them. So shout-out to Ben and Beth. Shout-out also to Seth Gordon, who accompanied me and, you know, who's a partner in crime for many an adventure. And I'll shout out my friend Anna from high school. Anna and I used to listen to Fiona Apple a lot, and her songs meant a lot to us. So, yeah, love Fiona Apple. And, yeah, respect. So let's move on with the music then. And now we're going to skip forward in time to the 2005 album Extraordinary Machine, and we're going to start by hearing the title track from that record. Enjoy.
I certainly haven't been shopping for any new shoes. I certainly haven't been spreading myself around. I still only travel by foot, and by foot it's a slow climb. But I'm good at being uncomfortable, so I can't stop changing all the time. I notice that my opponent is always on the go and won't go slow so's not to focus. And I notice he'll let you ride with any guide as long as they go fast from whence he came. But he's no good at being uncomfortable, so we can't stop staying exactly the same. If there was a better way to go, then it would find me. I can't help it, the road just rolls out behind me. Be kind to me, or treating me mean. I'll make the most of it, I'm an extraordinary machine. I seem to you to seek a new disaster every day. You deem me due to clean my view and be at peace and lay. I mean
gotten along for long before you came into the play. I am the baby of the family. It happens so everybody cares and wears the sheep's clothes while they chaperone. Curious, you're looking down your nose at me while you appease. Courteous to try and help, but let me set your mind at ease. If there was a better way to go, then it would find me. I can't help it, the road just rolls out behind me. Be kind to me, or treat me mean. I'll make the most of it, I'm an extraordinary machine. But the road just rolls out behind me. Be kind to me, or treat me mean. I'll make the most of it, I'm an extraordinary machine. If there was a better way to go, then it would find me. I can't help it, the road just rolls out behind me. Be kind to me, or treat me mean. I'm an extraordinary machine.
From ended bad, but I love what we started. It still stopped, but we went on wholehearted. It ended bad, but I love what we started.
Okay, that was two tracks from the 2005 Fiona Apple record, Extraordinary Machine. First, it was the opening track, the title track, Extraordinary Machine, and then it was the little piano ballad, Parting Gift. Extraordinary Machine, released in 2005, 6 years after When the Pawn Hits the King. There was a lot of turmoil surrounding the release, both some personal trouble in Apple's life and also conflict over the production of the album. The album was originally produced by John Bryan, who also worked with Kanye West around that time. But because of some creative differences between Apple and Bryan, she ended up scrapping a lot of the songs from that project and re-recording it with another producer called Mike Elizondo. And the result is the album that we got. And although it's probably one of her most overlooked record, it doesn't quite hit the... doesn't quite have the single potential of Tidal and When the Pawn, but I think it's almost as good an album as those albums. Still, it's an extremely consistent album. The writing is impeccably sharp. Extraordinary Machine has that amazing kind of lilting, just wonderful groove to it, accented by those kind of hiccuping horns and strings, and I just love that song. And it's kind of like a statement of intent for Fiona Apple, for what all she's been doing up to this point. It's kind of like her theme song, to be honest. It's like the power in her, the power by Kanye West to her discography. So love that track. And then the other one, Parting Gift, is a kind of in the same vein as many other Fiona Apple songs, but just features some really incredible writing. I bet your fortress face belied your fort of lace. I mean, nobody else really writes lines like that in the kind of songs that Fiona Apple writes. So that's wonderful to hear. And Extraordinary Machine is not an album to miss. It's extremely consistent. Again, some great songs throughout. There's a couple of weak moments, I will say, and it's probably my least favorite of her albums. But I think it's still unmissable. It's still an amazing, amazing album. And several of its songs are some of my favorites of hers. So, yeah, don't miss that. And now we're going to turn our attention to the latest Fiona Apple record, 2012's The Idler Wheel is Wiser Than the Driver of the Screw, and Whipping Cords Will Serve You More Than Chains Will Ever Do. Ooh, did I just butcher that? Well, I might have, but it's a very long title. You know, you got to forgive me at some point for some of this stuff. And, it's another long, long gestation period between Extraordinary Machine and The Idler Wheel. And what came out of it is, in my opinion, some of her best work, sitting right alongside 1999's When the Pawn Hits, as what I would argue is, maybe her best album? Who knows? But yeah, we're going to hear some tracks from that now, starting with Jonathan.
Thank you. on the island, take me on the train. Kiss me while I calculate and calibrate, and heaven's sakes, don't make me explain. Just tolerate my little fist tugging on your forest chest. She's all right with me. Just tolerate my little fist tugging on your forest chest. A capsized ship, but I like watching you live.
Okay, that was two tracks from the Idler. We'll hear a third to send us off here tonight in just a moment, but I thought I would come back on and talk about those tracks in the album just a little bit before the show ends. Of course, I'm Adam. This is Pretzel Logic at a new time, in a new season, in a new semester, in a new year. And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Thank you for listening in the future, if you're listening in the future. So, there you go. Yeah, so the tracks we heard from the Idler Wheel were Jonathan and Anything We Want. To finish us off in a minute, we'll hear Hot Knife. But one of the reasons that I think that the Idler Wheel is such a brilliant record is that it's kind of like the most singular thing that Fiona Apple ever did. Throughout her first three records, she's kind of holding this single persona of this kind of like swaggering, sexy, taking no prisoners, and brilliant kind of cabaret and jazz singer, where she's incorporating elements of maybe hip-hop and electronica in her music too, but like that's kind of the main focus, is that, you know, she's got this kind of cabaret singer thing going on. She kind of drops that entirely on the Idler Wheel. It's a much more intimate record. It's a much less instrumentally dense album, but at the same time, she takes some of her biggest sonic risks on the album. I mean, a lot of the songs here contain these really strange homemade percussive textures that it's almost really impossible to tell what she and her bandmates are using to create the atmospheres that they are on the album. For example, we just heard Anything We Want. There's kind of this like clatter going on in the background. It almost sounds like spoons being hit against something, and there's something really like whimsical and fantastic about that. And then on Jonathan, you have this like really churning mechanical rhythm that like it becomes very unsettling after a while. And there's tracks like Regret, and Regret almost sounds like a like instrumentally like it's a track from like the Nine Inch Nails, like Downward Spiral era Nine Inch Nails. And of course, there's also just some straightforward piano ballads on the album, because it is Fiona Apple. But anyway, those are some of the reasons I find the record so brilliant. And Anything We Want is probably my favorite song that Fiona Apple ever wrote. First of all, just because I have a lot of personal connection to it, but just she rarely ever writes a song as hopeful as that. A lot of her songs, as brilliant as they are, have a lot of contempt and rage in them, which is absolutely, you know, that's not a dig against them. That's an amazing quality of them. But something about the indelible sense of hope that you get on Anything We Want has just always been really powerful to me. And I love that song. I love the album. I love Fiona Apple. And for the most part, I think I love all of you. So thank you for tuning in to the first episode, or first official episode, of Season 2 of Pretzel Logic. To sign off tonight, I'm going to hear the closing track from the Idler Wheel, Hot Knife. But yeah, everybody have a good night. I will see you next week. We'll be doing more artist guides. And next week, we are going to be talking about Ween. So I'm very excited about that. I will see you next week. I will hear you next week. I will speak to you next week. Adieu. Bye. Genesis are real.